This is Darkness, Happiness, and Love. Written by Soft but Gremlin. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, as well as the characters Asajj Ventress and Anakin Skywalker, and is tagged for Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi pining. They are married, but they are still pining. Enemies to lovers. Summary. Cody has been pretending to be in love with Viscount Obi-Wan Kenobi, Sith apprentice, heir to the throne of Sereno. For the good of the Republic, he had gotten married, had learned to spy, had been doing his best to sabotage separatist machinations from the inside. Now he thinks he might actually be in love with his husband. Cark it all. Cody was in so much fucking trouble. "Is something the matter, my love?" the Sith asked. The Sith. His husband. "Not at all, my dear," Cody said, watching Obi-Wan's eyes widen and then go surprisingly soft at the pet name. "Just contemplating how much I love you." And it was the truth. Force forsake him. Whatever the Sith had been expecting, it wasn't that. He stuttered a nothing, and Cody grinned slyly, still smugly pleased every time he could reduce the talkative Viscount to speechlessness. "And how much do you love me?" Obi-Wan asked flirtatiously, fluttering his eyelashes as though he hadn't been floundering a moment before. Cody didn't want to think about it. So he dragged Obi-Wan into a kiss instead. He had gotten very good at reducing the talkative Viscount to speechlessness. "I hate him," Obi-Wan said viciously. "If that were so, Kenobi, I wouldn't have to hear you bitch about him all the time," Asajj said, not looking up from her holomag. "I am in love with him, and all he does is tease," Obi-Wan grouched. "Do you know what he said to me the other day?" "I am sure you're about to tell me," Asajj said, rolling her eyes. "He was staring at me, and I asked him what the matter was, and he said, 'Nothing, my dear. I am contemplating how much I love you,'" Obi-Wan said, positively indignant. "It was awful, Ventress. I have no idea what he means by it." "Have you tried taking it at face value?" Asajj asked sarcastically. "His love for the Republic is greater than his fear of death, and I am against everything the Republic stands for," Obi-Wan said. "He has to be making fun of me." "Not everyone puts their politics before their dick," Asajj said. "Your standards are just spoiled by your Mandalorian ex-girlfriend." Obi-Wan made a sad, distressed sound, flopping ungracefully onto the fainting couch. "I love him so much, Asajj," he said. "I just want him to love me back." "I found you two making out in a weapons closet the other day," Asajj said, a mildly disgusted sneer on her face. Unfortunately, I think you two are fine. Anakin laughed in delight when he saw Cody next, before Cody had even said anything.
Shut up, Cody said.
Somebody's in love, Anakin sing-songed. More so than usual. Tell me, are your shields down, or are you just feeling more sappy than normal for a big, strong warrior like yourself?
Like you have room to talk, sir, future senator consort of Naboo.
Cody crouched, taking his usual spot on the grass. Not at all how senatorial positions work, but thanks for trying, Anakin said, delightedly, dropping a flower on Cody's head from where he was lying on the decorative wall. So, not that I really want to know, because it's my brother we are talking about, but like, did something happen this morning? You are glowing, like a sunrise.
Please shut up. Please shut the grief up,
Cody said. Anakin just laughed at him. They had been having fun in bed, when the moment suddenly took a twist into distinctly soft and intimate. Obi-Wan had been caught by Cody's eyes, the soft gleam of light in the darkness, the half-smile of genuine happiness left over from a laughing fit. He was so beautiful. Obi-Wan couldn't stop staring.
Obi-Wan?
Cody asked, a smile dimming ever so slightly in confusion. I love you, Obi-Wan said breathlessly.
I should hope so, Cody said, grin returning. Would be an awful shame if you didn't, considering we are married.
Obi-Wan loved him. He wished Cody loved him back. He captured Cody's lips in a kiss and accepted the noises Cody made as a gift. For now, moments of happiness in the dark would have to do. Cody was awake in bed, lying next to Obi-Wan. His husband was peacefully asleep, and Cody kept his mind carefully shielded, his emotions tightly controlled, not wanting to disturb Obi-Wan's rest. He had threaded his fingers through the ones of Obi-Wan's hands, reaching out to him even in sleep. Even asleep, Obi-Wan had squeezed his hand in automatic comfort. Cody loved him, even though he was a Sith, even though he was a separatist. Cody loved him. In the darkness, in the privacy of his own thoughts, Cody wished for a moment that this could be real, that he didn't have ulterior motives for seducing the Sith, that Obi-Wan was just his husband, that his eyes were blue all the time, that they could run away from everything and just be in love, away from the politics and the war and everything else. He was in love. Forsake him. Cody, Obi-Wan mumbled, staring from sleep.
Shh,
Cody said.
Nothing wrong, just thinking.
Well, stop, Obi-Wan grumbled.
Sorry, dear,
Cody said, leaning forward and kissing Obi-Wan's forehead lightly in apology. Like always, Obi-Wan's face crinkled a bit in confusion,
before smoothing out into a happy sigh. Obi-Wan squeezed Cody's hand lightly, and then he was back to sleep, easy as anything. Cody held Obi-Wan's hand and sighed softly. For now, moments of happiness in the dark would have to do. The end. This has been recorded for Voice Teams 2022 for the challenge High Five. Thank you for listening.